Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am, yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
For what?
I'm sorry?
What?
Yes, what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
vote?
Is that a definitely vote or probably vote?
Definite.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
74.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Say that again.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, a Caucasian, a black or African American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I am extremely motivated to vote.
And on a scale from... And on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied, and that's a 10.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I do not approve of the result of his leadership getting us into such inflation.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of his job?
I have to say I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Handling what?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Yes, I disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each,
okay.
I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is combating climate change and protecting the environment.
Four.
Thank you. Then we have addressing immigration and border security.
One.
Then we have improving K through 12 education.
Improving what?
Improving K through 12 education.
I didn't totally hear what you said. Improve something.
Improving K through 12 education.
Oh, one.
Thank you. Then we have protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
One.
Then we have banning TikTok.
Have what?
Banning TikTok.
Then TikTok.
TikTok, yes. It's an app.
Internet.
Yes?
Yep, one.
One, thank you. Then we have protecting voting rights and democracy.
One.
Thank you. Then we have banning assault weapons.
One.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Zero.
Then we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Two.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Am I supposed to write that?
We just have the options that we have is yes or no. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
I do not.
Thank you. And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
It makes me want to have another candidate. Replace the candidate.
So how should we record your answer? Yes, that makes me less likely to vote in the upcoming election, or no, I'm still motivated to vote in the upcoming election.
No, I'm still motivated to vote.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
Ouch. I'm supposed to rank it 0 to 100.
0 to 100, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100, very warm and favorable. So for Donald Trump, how would you...
40. 4-0 for Trump.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
What?
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, 30.
Thank you. Then we have Mark Zuckerberg. X, formerly known as Twitter.
Formerly known what?
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Oh. Twitter. 20.
That was 4-0?
2-0.
Oh, 2-0. Thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
10.
Then we have YouTube.
50.
Then we have Democrats in Congress.
25.
Then we have Charlemagne the God.
Who?
Charlemagne the God.
No opinion.
Thank you, or never heard of him?
I just have no opinion.
That's fine. Then we have Cory Booker.
Again, no opinion.
And lastly, we have TikTok.
TikTok.
Yes.
TikTok. 22.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
All right. Is this a question?
Yes. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, you say so.
RFK Jr.
Excuse me? What was your answer?
RFK Jr.
Okay, thank you. Now, and generally speaking, what makes you support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president?
Far more comprehensive.
Thank you very much. Now, changing gears, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. With this, we are already at the last section of the survey. We just have a few more questions to go. Now, generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
I think it will be seriously abused.
Mm-hmm. And would you say it will be somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
More of a threat, is that what you said?
Yes. Somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
I don't see it as a threat.
Oh, or do you see it somewhat more of a benefit or much more of a benefit?
I think it's a benefit.
Mm-hmm. And it's somewhat more or much more of a benefit?
You mean more of a benefit than not using AI?
Yes. Well, the question was, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat? And we want to know how, if it's somewhat more of a benefit, much more of a benefit, or if it is somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat.
I think it's more of a benefit.
And is that somewhat more or much more?
It's more.
Much more?
No, just more.
Somewhat more.
Medium more, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
Regulated by whom are they?
Regulated.
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 Read the question again, please.
Yes. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
I think the regulators should be regulated by the population.
How should I record your answer?
Less.
More regulated?
Less regulated.
Oh, less regulated. Thank you. Now, in thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Russia, China, North Korea, U.S. law enforcement, the U.S. government, big U.S. tech companies, or foreign tech companies?
I hadn't really thought about that.
And based on what you've heard, what you've seen? Who do you think is the biggest threat to our personal data privacy and security? Do you need the options again?
Yes, please.
Thank you. We have Russia, China, North Korea, U.S. law enforcement, the U.S. government, big U.S. tech companies, or foreign tech companies.
What's the second to the last one?
Big U.S. tech companies. Was that the one that you want to choose?
The second to the last one.
The second to last one. Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use any of the following social media platforms, if at all? X, formerly Twitter?
None.
YouTube?
About 10 times a day.
So that would be multiple times a day?
Yes.
And then we have Instagram?
None.
TikTok?
None.
And Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. First one is, Meta keeps its users' data secure.
I didn't understand that one.
Meta keeps its users' data secure. Meta or Facebook?
What or Facebook?
Yes, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement?
I need to hear the statement again.
Yes. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
I have no opinion on that.
Okay, that's fine. And the next one is, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Then we have X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
that it does use data secure?
X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Then we have Meta or Facebook plays a negative role in society.
A what kind of role?
Meta plays a negative role in society.
No opinion.
Okay, and then we have TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
And X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
No, I have not.
Okay. And next, I want to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and the president and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
What's the question?
Yes. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law? Do you need the law again, the overview of the law?
I do not support the law.
So do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I somewhat oppose it.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
That's not a point for me.
Okay. That's fine. Let's move on. Now, what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think that they are playing politics? They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They think TikTok is about influence on children and teens. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us.
Yes, that's what I think.
The last
one? Concerned about China.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, from which of these following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please select all that apply. The first one is cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC. Yes or no?
No.
Print newspapers or magazines?
No.
Music and entertainment sites?
What?
Music and entertainment sites.
Yes.
Local TV news?
No.
Talk news or talk or radio news?
No.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
What are the three?
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
None of them.
YouTube?
Yes.
Then we have news websites or apps.
What websites?
News websites or apps.
Yes, I use websites.
Thank you. Then we have National Evening TV Network, National Evening Network TV News, which is ABC, CBS, and NBC.
No.
Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Question again.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is it 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Thank you.